Welcome back to the podcast. Happy November, everyone. The weather is finally getting colder and staying colder, which I love. Winter is my favorite time of year, which might be a little bit of an unpopular opinion, but I love feeling cozy and watching the snowfall. So with this cold weather, I'd love to hear what people's favorite cold weather season items slash activities are.
I love to take naps. That is one thing about me is that I am a nap girl through and through. In the cold weather, because like you're not gonna go outside and like sit out in the cold and just sit there in the cold. I can lay in bed and I can take a nap and feel so okay about it because it's cold outside. I don't feel like I should be outside or anything like that. And I also love to decorate. I decorated for Christmas last night in my room and in my apartment. I know some people might think it's a little too soon, a little too soon, but I was in need a little bit of comfort. So I decorated and I made a nice little dinner for myself and I had a great time decorating.
No, that's crazy. No, I don't love winter. I really like being outside, so this is always like kind of a hard transition for me, but I try to like make it fun with, some stuff. So my roommate and I were really excited because with the cold weather, we could start burning our seasonal candles and like making hot chocolate and stuff like that. We've been watching Orange is the New Black together in the evenings, which is a really nice activity to look forward to because it gets dark at like 5 p.m. So it's like,
So
oh, yeah,
sad,
I know it is so
so
sad.
depressing.
And, I get to wear my favorite green jacket that I thrifted, which is exciting because I can't wear it all summer. So I don't love winter. And it takes a lot of coaxing to appreciate fall and not just think of it as a precursor to winter and freezing weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like winter, but it's very hard here, especially with the snowfall. But I'm excited for the cozy and lazy days to enjoy the weather, especially watching my favorite shows while snuggling up with a warm blanket.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I really enjoy finally getting to order hot drinks at coffee shops. I actually really don't like iced coffee, but I don't like ordering like a hot coffee in the summer. So now
That's
I can
fair.
valid. Finally do that. And I like preparing for the winter semester because I like having a feeling of like a fresh start and like new classes. I don't really like the reality of winter semester once it actually kicks in, but I really like making my Google Calendar for it and like planning out. Yeah, like
The
the
idea
impossibility.
of it, the
Yes, I'm
idea
like,
and the
this is
possibilities.
it.
I would
Yes.
have to agree with that.
Exactly.
I feel like October through December is always difficult for a lot of people. Holidays can be stressful, assignments and projects are piling up. The days are getting shorter and the sun is not out as much, which makes me so sad. All these things can affect us in our own ways in our daily lives. Something I hear often are people saying that they have no motivation, or they're in a slump, or they're just tired of working in general. Whether that be no motivation for school, work, relationships, or even just daily tasks during the day, I feel like everybody feels it some way or another right now.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. This time of year is always hard, but I love learning, and usually that translates to loving school, but not always. Like, I find that towards the end of the semester, when classes are in full swing and the weather's getting colder, and like that makes it harder to be outside, my motivation just feels really low, and the school that I love starts feeling less like learning and more like work, which is a really like
Yeah, I
unfortunate
get it.
switch, you know? Last week I was really struggling to focus in class and like do my homework at home, and it made me really sad because school is usually my escape and something I look forward to. So I kind of took a step back and spent some time reflecting on like the purpose behind doing all of this. Trying to remind myself that every class develops a new aspect of me as a person and student, even if it isn't specifically relevant to my future career. And it is hard because I don't have time to fully devote myself to deeply understanding every single topic. Like sometimes I find myself learning it just enough to get good grades because that's what I have the time for. And that really crushes my motivation in school because it takes away the learning part that I love. So I don't know, like noticing that has helped me understand why this time of year usually feels like such a slump. I've been trying to focus on giving myself enough time to fully learn concepts so that I enjoy and, feel fulfilled by assignments. But it's way too easy for me to get caught up in just mindlessly like completing tasks to check things off of my to-do list. But realizing that that's also what kills my inspiration has been helping me to remember to learn mindfully whenever possible.
That's such a good point.
That's
Like,
so relatable.
yeah, I literally feel like the semester is flying by. So, like,
It is.
your point of trying to like give yourself enough time to work on things and actually learn them is so good. That never happens for me. Like,
That never happens for me either.
every week I'm like, okay, this is when I'll do this assignment, and it just like doesn't
This is when I'll
fall
really understand what I'm doing.
into it. I
You
get
never
it for so
do.
long, but at what cost?
At what cost?
So I feel like everything is just going so much faster than I expected. I don't know what's in the air right now, but I feel like it's really hard to keep up with everything, but to also like actually reflect on what I'm learning.
Right.
And it doesn't really help that none of my classes are neuroscience or psych related right now.
Neither right
It's
now. It's so
terrible. It's
hard.
actually
It's so
terrible.
hard.
It's literally just putting me in a learning slump
Yeah.
because yeah, the classes are interesting, but I'm like, what am I doing right now?
It's
Like,
really
what?
not though.
It's not.
It's just
No, I'm
like,
just
don't
like
lie to yourself. They're really not.
No,
Like,
it's really not.
like what?
I'm hoping though that the colder weather will like actually make me want to work in school more because there's just something about like getting a hot coffee and sitting in the library, like the third floor reading room next to the fireplace, and like getting
So
a sweater.
specific.
Yes,
So
that's my
specific.
spot with like a big sweater and my winter playlist. Like that actually helps me study so much
Yeah.
because like I feel like with the weather being cold, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I need to be outside enjoying like the
Right.
nice
No,
weather
that's
right
so
now.
real.
Like I can
Yeah.
just lock myself in the library and it's fine. Like no one's judging me for that.
Right.
But right now it's just like a weird time where like classes are super busy and then the weather's also kind of weird right now, but it's like
Not
dark,
fully
but it's
cold.
not fully cold. Yeah. It's
Parts
just
feel
like,
warm.
yeah, everything about it is
Okay.
bad. And there's just so many events coming up like outside of school too. And so everything just feels like it's crashing down on me at once. But hopefully after like the end of the semester and then like the end of the holiday season in general, even though I love it, it is always just like the most busy part.
Yeah.
I think it'll be like a little bit less crazy.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Me
Yeah, I
too.
hope
The
so.
way Carly explains, it's so good. It's like a filmy thing. Yeah, it's almost time to work on the assignments, project, and prepare for the finals for me. And it feels too overwhelming to finish all the things, especially with the weather changes. There will be changes in our mood, feeling somewhat lazy to work. I literally have the very mixed feelings. It's like long time the year has been ending, and at the same time I'm excited for the next semester and the next year too. And the struggle to balance these mood changes along with the motivation to finish off the work is so real.
It's so
Yeah,
hard.
but my
It's
excitement
hard.
for the winter break gives
Yeah,
me some
true.
motivation to finish
Right.
the semester off.
With a little bit of hope.
Yes.
Me personally, I literally always have some sort of life-altering event, otherwise known as a canon event, that takes place in no October or November, or if I'm lucky, I get both. All right. It always sucks. It's never good. It's always so bad. Like it's horrible. I don't know. Like I'm at a loss for words. It's horrible. This does not mix well with the shorter days and the seasonal depression I usually have as well. This event has already happened to me this year, and it has caused me to put my academic life on hold, but not for too long because I'm a STEM major and my professors just don't get it. We all have our own things and we all have personal events that happen to us, and my professors just don't get it. They are like hardcore, study your chemistry, study your physics, study your trigonometry, and if you don't, you're gonna get caught behind. We do not care. Maybe it's not like that, but that is my experience with my specific professors right now. Because of me checking out for like 4 to 5 days, and like, unfortunately, like that, the fact that it was over a weekend, those 4 to 5 days was over a weekend. I got so behind in all my schoolwork for the week, which ultimately impacts my mental health because being behind stresses me out, makes me anxious. Then I'm like, well, I'm so far behind now. What's the point in doing it? Like, it's a horrible mindset to have, but that's just how it is. It's so upsetting and frustrating to me as I felt like I was doing so good mentally. and I hadn't gone through anything like this semester, and I wasn't facing any of that seasonal depression I usually have. It's also so hard not to sit here and blame myself because it was me who caused myself to get behind, and it was my fault that I couldn't power through like I could. But on the other hand, if there's one thing that I'm good at, it is listening to what I need. That break was essential for me. Going home and spending time with my people at home was essential to me. And if I didn't, I would be in a lot different position right now. Like, that is what I needed to stay afloat and to stay pretty much sane for like the time being. As much as I value my schoolwork and my education, I will eventually always listen to my body and my mental health. At first, I will put my schoolwork first, and that's really difficult for me because I do struggle with my mental health a lot. But even if it takes me a little bit of time to listen to my mental health and listen to my body, I always get there eventually.
No, this time of year can be tough, especially with so many stressors and like potentially wavering motivation. Like, it just all piles up. And mindfulness can be really hard when we're overwhelmed, but it can also serve as a way to cope with stress. So, for our mindful moment this episode, what are some ways you guys incorporate mindfulness into your routines, even when you're really busy or low on motivation?
I have had a tough time the past few weeks, and taking intentional mind breaks have been huge for me. Like, setting aside like 10, 15 minutes of studying to get up and walk around the library, get up and just go stand outside for a second, like getting fresh air, like taking intentional breaks where like I'm not sitting on my phone scrolling or sitting there stressing about all the work I'm having to do or studying I have to do. It's made a huge difference for me personally. So, yeah.
I have a very bad habit of scrolling
Rip.
Instagram reels or
Don't we
just
all do?
opening the app multiple
What?
times a
There's no
day.
way.
Yeah. But I decided to check it only once to avoid the doom scrolling. It's hard, but I'm trying to continue this. And that's my mindful moment for this week.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I can't.
I've been deleting Instagram during like the week so I can have it like on the weekend, but not during the
Oh,
week because I
that's
was
smart.
wasting way too much time on it. I was like, if I spent all this time doing something else, like I could be
Yes.
so, yeah. I'm like
Right.
sitting there
It's my
scrolling.
next
Like, I
goal.
should be studying right now, and then you make me feel
Anything
awful.
else. It is so bad. So
So
bad.
bad, so bad. I feel like just recently, like this semester, I would say, and I think it's exacerbated by like applying to grad school, but I feel like every second of my day has to be productive, and that like constant like gnawing like are you being productive, is that productive, like it could be more productive, is like so haunting. But I've been trying to focus on like, okay, if we have to be productive all the time, what are ways that we could make the productive things we have to do like more positive so that you're not just constantly like being drained from the stuff. And grocery shopping has always been stressful to me and something I dread every week, which sucks because it's just one of those things that you like literally have to do. Like, you can't not grocery shop. So recently I've been walking to Bridge Street because it's really close to my, or Bridge Street Market, I should say, because it's really close to my house. And it's become an activity that I actually look forward to. It's a much like smaller grocery store, so it's not as overwhelming. And walking there incorporates an activity I already really enjoy. So it's kind of turned into time for me to think and relax while still feeling productive because, I'm checking something off my list and getting some exercise by walking.
I
So
love that. That's so
I'm very
awesome.
mindful.
That is very mindful. That's so good.
That's actually so real because
Good.
I think that plays into yours with like needing to be productive, but also wanting to still enjoy like my own hobbies. Yeah, like I'm still wanting to be happy. So I started to just slowly, very slowly get into reading every day. Because over the summer, I read so much. Like
I
I was
know.
that like kid in like high school and like middle school that I was like reading every day, reading hundreds of books a year. And that's just not happening now. Because with school, it's just I don't either
Where's the time?
time.
Where's the time?
Or if I
There is
just
none.
read 50 pages of
For real.
required bio textbook.
For
I'm not
real.
gonna go and pick
No.
up a book.
No.
So instead of doom scrolling before bed, because that also just like stresses me out more and then like wires me up, so I just read a chapter of a book before bed each night. So that way I'm not reading as much as I used to, but I also just don't have the time to. So I'm
But
still
you're
like
still
still reading.
reading. You're
Yeah,
still reading.
exactly. Replacing a bad habit with them,
Yeah,
which is
and maybe
really
like
nice.
sleeping better. They
Yeah,
say like sleep
exactly.
better if you
If you like
don't
don't
have
have your
your phone.
phone.
Yeah, good for you. So mindful.
It's
Yeah.
so
Thank
mindful. Yeah.
you. Wow.
That's all for this podcast. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to stay cozy and enjoy those drinks, and we will see you next month.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.